A reading from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, no, he shall be called John. And they said to her, none of your relatives is called by this name. And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, his name is John. And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea, and all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joy, joy, joy. But Zechariah and Elizabeth, in their childlessness, had learned to embrace a life of less joy than they saw many of their neighbors having. I don't doubt that they prayed earnestly for the gift of a child. And they finally had assumed the answer was no. Some of you may know the pain of that answer. But the one before whom they were righteous, he was after all the God of Abraham and Sarah. And so, When the angel bops into the temple as Zechariah is offering his incense and giddily tells him, "Stop being afraid. Your prayer is heard. Your wife is going to bear you a son. His name is going to be John. Yahweh is gracious. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth." Joy, joy, joy. And of course, Zechariah, dumbfounded, my prayer? That was a long time ago. How could this possibly be? I'm old. She's old. How could I possibly know this joy? The angel gave him then a remarkable gift that is so scarce in our own day, the gift of silence. He can't talk because he didn't believe the embassy of joy from the mouth of God's joyful messenger. And so he awaited the fulfillment through those 9 months, and he learned in silence that when God sends an angel to announce to you good news of a great joy, the proper response is not, "No way, dude. Gabriel had no doubt. I was sent to speak this good news to you. And behold, now you will be silent and unable to speak until the day comes where what I said takes place. My words will be fulfilled in their time." The fulfillment of God's promise is joy. So in those 9 months, Zechariah gestated along with his wife on the rest of the words of Gabriel. And they did swell up in him a joy that finally grew big as Elizabeth's womb, till at last it burst forth in the words of Benedictus. The child would be a source of joy and gladness by his birth, because he would be great before the Lord. The child was not to partake of the lesser gladness from wine or strong drink, filled not with wine, but with the Holy Spirit, even in his mother's womb. He was born again before he was born. Think about that. While still in his mother's womb, drinking down the Spirit. And he had a mission for Israel, to turn many of the children of the promise back to the Lord their God, going before him in the power and spirit of Elijah, getting ready for Yahweh, a people prepared. That's a delightful mishmash of Isaiah and, above all, Malachi. And so, when the joy conceived in Zechariah and swelling within him those 9 months burst forth into Benedictus, he isn't all about the miracle baby that Elizabeth bore him. Is that not striking? First, it is utter amazement that God has visited Israel. He has redeemed his people. The way Luke tells the narrative maybe hints that Mary's stay, 3 months, might have lasted through the birth of John. And so if she were in the room, well, then he was in the room. And that's the joy that's brimming over in Zechariah during all these days. God visited and redeemed his people and raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just like he spoke by the prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the sworn oath to Abraham, blessing to all the families of the earth through his seed, Jesus, so that we might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. That's the joy that swelled in Zechariah And note the angel said it wasn't just joy for him, but many. You came here today to rejoice and share in the joy and awe. And at last, Zechariah turns his attention to the little one, his little one. You, child. You, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before him to prepare his ways. And here's some massive joy, people loved by God. To give knowledge of salvation to his people in the remission of their sins. And notice how Zechariah cannot stay focused on John. He slips right back to the Lord. This forgiveness is all because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise, Malachi, the sunrise from on high shall shine upon us to give light to those who are in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet back into the way of peace. Joy, joy, joy. Today, the one once hidden in Mary, but the growing cause of bursting joy to Zechariah and Elizabeth, and to all who waited for the salvation that he would bring, the salvation that he would be, he deigns to visit you still. He comes to you today, hidden beneath the bread and wine. The same one. He comes to you, Mary's flesh and blood, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made. He comes to you, as John would go on to teach, to proclaim the forgiveness of sins, to be your Lamb, who carries away not just all your sins, but the sins of this entire world. He comes so that you may know the tender mercy of your God, the light that he sends into the darkness and shines upon the path of peace, calling you home. Joy, joy, joy. Joy at John's birth. Joy at John's witness. 9-month joy bursting from Zechariah's mouth. Joy coming to you into your mouth. And that joy has a God-given name. Like John had a God-given name. Yahweh is gracious. This joy has a God-given name. Yahweh saves you. Jesus. The one who came and comes to bring all who are lost and frightened in the darkness back to the light, back home, to the promised land, to the garden, to the Father. Joy. Jesus. Oh, and happy birthday, John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.